If there is one thing that the internet loves more than cancel culture and the Kardashians, it's a conspiracy theory. We have gone down the rabbit holes for you and have come out with some pretty wild ones.
Yeah.
And whether you believe them or not, we are here to discuss and unveil the ones that we found. So go ahead and grab your coffee, your wine, and your aluminum foil hat, sis, and let's get into it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right, before we get started. Welcome back.
We have another. Well, not another. You've been here before.
Yeah.
My sister.
Hi.
She's back, back again. I don't know how that song goes.
I was trying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sam was just like, you freaks.
She's over it.
But welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for having joining me. Us again today.
Thank you for having me.
It's not going to be muffly recorded this time.
I know. With your hair over the AirPods.
Look, I was sick, okay?
I was digging in my Chick-fil-A bag the whole time.
The COVID.
No excuses. Well, let's get into it, shall we? The first one I have, the Hollow Earth conspiracy theory.
Goodness. Starting deep.
There's a theory that our planet is in fact hollow, and there is another world inside of ours. So think like rushing nesting doll.
Uh-huh.
So while flat earthers get all the attention in the mainstream, really, there's also conspiracy that says the earth is hollow and that there might even be a whole other civilization of advanced beings living beneath us. This theory is rooted back to the 17th century when, I believe you pronounce this, Edmund Halley, maybe? He has a comet named after him. But he proposed that the earth must be hollow because of the changing magnetism. But in 2014, scientists found a reservoir of water, 3 times the volume of all of our oceans deep within the earth. The water, however, is not sloshing around. It's inside ringwoodite. It's a rock that is 435 miles deep beneath the earth's surface.
What?
For some, this bolstered the theory that the earth was hollow, since the water was solidified in rock form. How do you access the secret worlds? Some believe that you go through caves or the North or South Pole. So, at the North Pole, there's allegedly a gaping vortex that sucks water down to the central fire, where it's heated and expelled out of the South Pole. This world is said to have lush green grass, huge vegetation, and huge animals, and the sun is constantly at dusk or dawn. So sunrise or sunset. It's never at full force. It's never nighttime.
Where it at, though?
And all the accounts, so people who say they've been here, they've mm-hmm. seen it, they've wandered yeah. upon it, right? So all of their accounts are eerily the same.
Mm-hmm.
They've said that they were freezing in the Arctic, like mm-hmm. they were in Antarctica, freezing, and all of a sudden encountered warm winds, and then they saw a bunch of vegetation in just the middle of ice, which
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to be there. It's ice. So then they somehow get to this world, and it has advanced machinery, huge humans, huge trees, and huge food. And whenever these people try to tell these stories, they're hushed or thrown into an insane asylum.
Yeah.
So I showed
I showed
Sam a video, and this person in this video swore he said, like, he can draw what he saw. And
he believed it wholeheartedly.
He wholeheartedly believed it. So that this man, like, when he came into this cave, that the reason that it's basically the entrance point is Antarctica is because it keeps it away from, they covered it with ice on purpose to keep us away from it, from just wandering up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that he said he went to this cave and there's a huge man with like he's covered in hair and has like dreadlocks almost. And he's huge. Like, I mean, we're like this compared to a huge being. And that with his permission, with the caveman's permission, rode on his like dreaded beard into this world.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a good shrimp trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever your opinion. But people also believe that with the moon. So some people believe the earth is hollow. Some people believe like the moon is hollow or completely fake.
Yeah.
That if you get like past its shell or hologram, that there are other life forms. Mm-hmm. Aliens are there living with people from our government and doing research and like technology and stuff. Yeah. So I don't know. Apparently that's where, if you've been alien abducted, that's where you go. That's where they take you. So.
Makes perfect sense.
How's that?
Curious.
Well, my moon one, that it doesn't, I have two. One, it doesn't exist, so it's not good enough to just see it every
Right. But some people say it's a projection.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the moon doesn't exist. It's a hologram put there by persons unknown. Can't name the the people that put it there, but they are for sure that it is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this says, of course, serial conspiracy. David Icke, he has a theory, whoever that is, looking at it regularly for a year, we're just immune to it.
Oh. We're just immune to the moon.
Basically, because we look at it regularly for a year. Our eyes are playing tricks on us.
Oh.
That makes sense.
So all the phases of the moon, from like no moon to full moon, we are just like tripping.
Yeah.
Millions of people around the world just tripping. What?
But the other one.
What?
The other one, which I can't say if I do or do not believe, either way, but it does make a lot of sense with the information that you read, okay?
She's I'm a believer!
I have my hat on. No, but the moon landing was fake.
Yeah.
Say that because when you look at any pictures or video footage of anything on the moon, there's
like from the landing.
Yeah. There is no earth inside. Like, not even in their shield. You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And the flag is waving. There's no air
or like, there's or not wind. Supposed to be wind, mm-hmm. apparently.
And space. Because every time you see videos, like actual, like, live videos of astronauts going into space, they record the earth the entire time. Mm-hmm. And you
don't ever see it.
And you can, if we can see the moon from here, you can
definitely
see it if you're up there.
Yeah. You would think like the very first time people landed on the moon, like they would show Earth.
Yeah. Right. And we haven't been really back to like film anything else since.
Right.
And if the technology we had then at those times is that like, you know, is that like good, then why can't we do certain things
now,
you know, that seems so simple. If we've gone to the moon, then no, I can't.
If we've gone to the moon, we should have a cure for cancer.
Right. We probably do.
I read
that's
though,
another rabbit hole.
But that's what that is.
It's
Big Pharma. Thanks, Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
Uh-huh. I read that when the moon landing video, like, released, they had also made a movie about a moon landing, and a lot of the footage was the same.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
There's a documentary about it.
Yeah,
it's just very weird, very strange.
So, are we believers of the hollow Earth and the fake moon in the sky?
I'm not a believer. I believe the moon's real. Earth.
Yeah,
yeah. The moon is definitely real. Whether we got there or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't believe there's a big giant caveman somewhere waiting to ride on us.
His beard.
Like Tarzan.
No, but you were talking about this realm with deep waters.
Yeah.
It made me think of that Louisiana thing I told you about.
That's weird.
So this shit is crazy. So I found in Louisiana. So if you live there.
In the bayou.
In the bayou, go check it out.
No,
so in 2012, a 34-acre sinkhole opened up in the bayou, Louisiana. And it's still growing. The New York Times described the incident as the day the earth opened up. A voracious 325 feet across and hundreds of feet deep, swallowing 100-foot trees when it opened. It guzzled water from adjacent swamps and belching methane from 1,000 feet or more beneath the surface. Some even said they caught a glimpse of hell in it when it happened. So it says, others believe this sinkhole is connected to the entire Gulf of Mexico, hinting a future cataclysmic event that will swallow the entire region. In other words, everything between Texas and Florida will be sucked into the earth, but there is no scientific proof. And it showed a picture of this massive random sinkhole, and they said you can't even, like, get to the bottom of it. It's so deep now.
Well, I mean, it was swallowing 100-foot trees.
Yeah.
Right. Just like, oh, here's a hole now.
Yeah, where'd it come from?
Right.
But technically, the definition of sinkhole is a cavity in the ground, especially in limestone bedrock, caused by water erosion and providing a route for surface water to disappear underground. So...
Has it not been sinking for a little bit?
Something to... What's
under it? Just released it.
Right. Just like what? Just was like, you know what? I just don't feel like holding this up anymore. You know, just...
It's probably the man.
It's probably the big saying, people underneath.
It was releasing methane, which you have to go more than 1,000 feet below the earth to, like, get methane.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
So the cave people holding up the world, that's debunked. Sorry, that's methane.
It's all those guys down there just... Bleh.
Y'all were smoking methane. Just kidding.
You know what's seriously wrong?
But really, that's scary because, like, what happens if you just, like...
What if your house was there?
Wander upon a sinkhole.
Still growing.
Hey, I guess we're not moving to Texas.
No, that's Louisiana.
No, he said anything from Texas to Florida.
It'll just be swallowed up.
The whole Gulf is just...
Gone. Vanished.
You know what's wrong?
South Carolina's the new Florida. We're like the little...
Dirty Myrtle.
Oh, sick.
You know what's wrong with these conspiracy theories is obviously they're outrageous. Okay.
But
like, these people... Yeah, so either we just have absolutely just ignorance among us.
Or we're just so...
Yeah, and like something's going to happen one day and we're like...
Or, like, we believe the reality. We're the ones
that don't survive.
Right? Yeah.
The apocalypse.
Maybe we're the ones who are believing the reality that we're being fed.
Yeah.
You know what?
What is reality?
Right. I don't really know if I want to believe it.
That's like the...
A hollow earth.
I don't know how to...
Aliens beneath me. I don't know about that. I don't know. But that reminds me of, like, we were talking at lunch. The waterfalls within the ocean.
Yeah. The black holes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just, like...
You sent me that.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, just...
The same sound. Is that what they all sound like?
Maybe. I'll let you know. I'll go and record it for you. It's going to sound... But I was really close to the mic. You're going down there, you're not getting back up. And Sam's like, no shit. Like, you're gone. Like, just abyss. Like,
if you die that way, it's just meant.
Right, I do that.
Hole supposed to be here? The map doesn't say there's supposed to be a hole here.
That New Orleans story sounds way more believable than this stupid giant creatures in Antarctica.
You never know.
People still live in Antarctica. It's not like the people are not going there.
But maybe they're paid to not talk about the secret cave.
How much can you pay someone to not talk about?
Or maybe they're terrified for their
vegetation.
Life.
Anything can have value.
In the middle of... That's true.
You swinging on their beard into the realm.
I'm telling you. It's
hey,
like
can
a
I
big
go? Hut. I'll comb your beard.
Just don't bring me back. Don't bring
it's
me back.
It's like a New Girl when she's like, have you ever... been on a date with someone that combed your eyebrows and he's like yes.
Yes. Oh my god.
Okay, if we're talking about nature forces,
okay, wow.
This was one of the ones I wanted to tell you about at lunch. The Yellowstone volcano.
Oh, yes.
In Yellowstone National Park. In Yellowstone there is a giant active volcano under Yellowstone in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. If it erupts, it could wipe out the entire U.S. Conspiracists believe the government knows when the eruption will happen. Yellowstone National Park is 3,500 square miles of wilderness, wild animals, and landscapes. Under the park is something a little more sinister. There is an active volcano that measures 44 miles across, and if it erupts, it could wipe out the entire U.S. The volcano last erupted 630,000 years ago, but there are some conspiracists who are convinced the next eruption could happen any day.
630,000
years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
So that they know that for a fact?
Yeah.
How like, do you even how, get that? Where's the document?
Yeah, how do you even.
Where's the like chisel
in a cave?
In the rocks.
In the cave. Yeah.
So it says some believe.
The dinosaur people do.
Yeah. Was that these things?
That's why. Oh, I.
Some believe the U.S. is drawing up contingency plans because the government knows the eruption is imminent. Conspiracists also point out videos of animals running from Yellowstone recently, which people think is a sign of the upcoming eruption. Experts say the animals are just running from tourists. It makes a little more sense to me, but...
I guess because people think that animals have a sixth sense about things.
Yeah, these idiots.
I want to know, like, how do we know? Like, I know I'm not a scientist, and I don't study volcanic eruptions, but I'm pretty sure no one alive then is here now.
How do they date dinosaurs, though?
So, wait, a lot of these are based about, like, the government hiding a lot of things. So imagine that. The next one I have, I know you haven't watched Vampire Diaries, but I brought this one up because
I told you.
But did you know there are apparently vampires in the royal family? What? Yeah, vampire. The headline says vampires and cannibals in the royal family? ?
Cannibals maybe, but vampires no.
Cannibals, yeah, we eat humans here. But from claims about Princess Diana's death to Meghan Markle being a robot.
Love her.
There is no shortage of conspiracy theories about the royal family, but luckily this one has some foundation to it. Mm-hmm. According to genealogy records, Prince Charles is believed to be a descendant of Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad!
This lineage could be traced back through Charles's great-grandmother, Queen Mary, and Vlad the IV. I don't think that's that.
Vlad.
The half-brother of the inspiration behind Dracula, that's who Vlad the IV is. Believe it or not, Prince Charles has even appeared in a promotional video for the Romanian National Tourist Office. If his connection to the notorious ruler isn't enough, porphyria, an iron deficiency that makes skin sensitive to sunlight, is also present amongst the royals in their bloodline. To top it all off, while some think Prince Charles feasts on blood, others believe that the queen is a cannibal. In 2012, a serviceman at Windsor Castle claimed to discover human remains inside Queen Elizabeth II's private freezer. I mean, who's really... But I tried to find a little bit more on the freezer thing and really couldn't find much, so... That story probably got covered up, or...
Yeah.
Oh.
Why would you just say that?
Right, why would you make it up? Oh, by the way, I found some human remains in her freezer. Like, what do I have to gain from this?
Right.
I don't.
Other than a hit on myself.
Right. Yeah. Other than just no longer to
witness
be
protection.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That's interesting. Mm.
Yeah. My craziest. That Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Is a time traveling vampire. And I didn't even.
I knew I liked Jay-Z for a reason.
I didn't even read, you know, the paragraph, whole thing. But this is what it says. There are vast regions of the internet devoted to explaining why Jay-Z is part of the Illuminati. Hence from this photo, which is taken in New York in 1939. Clearly it's not.
At least that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Appeared a few hours ago, or a few years ago, sorry. He was accused of being a time traveler and a vampire. Like, where does that come in?
It's not enough to be a time traveler. Gotta add on that now.
This video lists other old-time celebrity lookalikes, anomalies, as well as suggesting that Hollywood stars don't age because they're the immortal blood-sucking undead, not because they're stuffed with Botox.
Because that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's
forget
crazy.
The filler.
That literally makes zero sense.
And if you saw the picture, it's literally from, like, 2012.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
It's not 1939. Yeah, right.
Can you imagine being Jay-Z and reading that about yourself?
Like, oh.
Being like, hey.
Hey, babe.
Babe, did you know?
Yeah.
It's like Jeffree Star and
Kanye.
Kanye.
Oh, yeah. That was something. Mm-hmm. What you got?
Mine are really random. The Safeguard Complex was built during the Cold War. But some think it's related to the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's
related to
the right? So, it's called the Stanley R. Mickelson Safeguard Complex. It was built in the 1970s to detect incoming missiles. It was a $500 million building, and it's shaped like an unfinished pyramid, much like the one you can see on the back of the dollar, and has a round circle around each face.
Mm-hmm.
So, mysteriously, the building was opened and in operation for only one day. It opened on October 1st, 1975, and closed on October 2nd, 1975, when Congress decided to end the program, leading many to construct conspiracy theories. Some assume the building is actually used by the Illuminati because of its pyramid shape, which is a symbol of Freemasonry and the teachings of the largest secret society.
So after we've spent $500 million...
we're just going to open it for a day.
For one day, like, what program did they end? Like, what was the program?
It was the whole thing. It was built to detect incoming missiles.
So we've spent all this money. And really, like, after a day.
Oh, never mind.
Right. You can't really test a program in a day.
Never mind.
Just,
And then people had to have known what they were, like,
we made a mistake.
What's 500 million?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know about the whole pyramid thing. Does it show well, you don't have pictures that we can
have
show
the
you.
Proof.
But with the Illuminati, it's connected to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were talking about Denver.
Yes.
So, I don't know, Madison, I don't know if you've heard.
I have. It's
the Denver airport. So, apparently, there's a theory that says that Denver Airport, Denver International, is a hub for the Illuminati. Conspiracy theorists say that Denver International is a hub for lizard people who run the government and much of the world. Some believe that DIA is the home base of the Illuminati, while others believe it is in fact a portal to hell with Blucifer, which is the giant blue horse sculpture, which actually killed the artist who made it. But it has demonic glowing red eyes, and it's guarding the gateway to said portal to hell. There are weird murals on the walls depicting Nazi imagery and commemoration capstone plaque that mentions the New World Airport Commission, an organization that doesn't exist. Between that and the gargoyles in Jeppesen Terminal, I believe that's how you pronounce that, there's an interactive gargoyle that welcomed travelers to, quote, Illuminati headquarters, but then corrected himself and said, welcome to Denver International Airport. The DIA is either poking fun at the conspiracies or they're hiding in plain sight, according to this theory.
And a couple weird things. So some reasons that people think that. So Denver International Airport is twice the size of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I picked Mom up from that airport before I had to drive into it. It's literally like you drive and drive and there's nothing else around it.
Yeah. One of the reasons people think that it's, you know, a bunker for something else is because when the airport was built, they built it $2 billion over the budget for the airport.
Like, right. So what was the money used for?
Right.
Just $2
billion. Yeah. But some of the art you were talking about, others believe that the building was built by neo-Nazis because the markers and plaques around the airport, like you were saying. It says the airport is funded by the New World Airport Commission.
Which apparently doesn't exist.
No information can be found about this organization at all.
Mm-hmm.
And some even say that if you view the runways from above, they're laid out like a swastika.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know
the
truth
either.
To that or not.
Yeah.
The art around the airport is also some cause for concern, like you were saying. Most notably, the 32-foot sculpture of the horse that fell on its sculptor and killed him. Murals around the airport are also troubling to some, including images of a Nazi officer in a gas mask, children near burning buildings, and the devil jumping out of a suitcase.
Jeez. They're saying, like, apparently the hub is, there's underground things.
Yeah.
Like, underneath the airport, which...
$2 billion over budget.
Yeah. Trafficking reasons and stuff like that. That's what people believe.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Scary. Yeah.
It is, especially when you've like, you're like, oh my God, I've actually been to this airport.
Right.
Well, I'm an uncultured swine. So
but it's very strange. I have another one about Area 51.
Yes.
I don't have as much on it, but in 1947, there were claims that, quote, alien spacecraft had landed in Roswell, New Mexico. And these claims were dismissed by the U.S. military, which said that the alien craft was merely a weather balloon. Ufologists, or people who study UFOs, believe that the spacecraft was taken into Area 51, a division of Edwards Air Force Base, and the U.S. government has been researching alien technology and life forms on site ever since. Video footage of an alleged alien autopsy has been shown to be fake, but Area 51 is known to be a secretive and heavily guarded base. The reasons, however, may be more earthly than these conspiracy theories suggest. The U-2 spy plane and several other top secret aircrafts were developed and tested here. So yep. Some people believe that's why it's so secret. And some people believe there's something a little more alien-like there.
And I had all the stuff you said about that landing in 1947. And then it also said they opened it in the desert. It was a military installation for operations.
Yeah.
So the base quickly became known as the most secretive military site in the world because it does not exist on any map or government website at all.
So how do people find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know?
Right. Because there are people at the... Been there or tried to get in there or have gone and, like, they've gated.
You remember when we were going to raid it?
Yeah.
You remember?
Pre-COVID.
That happened. Hey, maybe that's why COVID
now
happened.
Now I know why the government wanted us inside.
Yeah.
Speaking of the government, I have two that just, like, popped in my head.
Yeah.
One I should have said when we were talking about Texas, but... This is recently that everybody, you know, Texas got super cold.
Uh-huh.
And the snow and everything.
Covered, blanketed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ice.
And, you know, yeah. People are saying that because not too long ago, Texas tried to become its own thing.
Yeah.
Leave the United States.
Yeah.
Like, leave the Union.
Yeah,
pretty much. And then the government was like, heck no. And so everybody thinks that they're, like, scaring them, like, creating fake weather to scare them. So, like, they never get snow. They never get any of
it
that.
It hasn't
so
happened in, like, over 100 years.
Yeah, all of their stuff is, like, getting frozen. You know, they can't get to work. They whatever. So, they're having to collect and work, you know, depend on the government. So, people think that they're trying to scare them to stay
mm-hmm.
or to depend on the government. And I think that's so crazy.
And if let's say that's true, that's shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on sad. Our government, because there were people who literally, like, babies and children and women and
yeah.
families in their homes who had no food, had no power,
mm-hmm.
had no running water because everything was either frozen or shut off.
Yeah.
That's really crappy.
What's funny is I didn't even add this to my list, but I was reading multiple conspiracy theories about huge weather catastrophes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a center out of Alaska that mm-hmm. a lot of people think. There was this huge tornado like years and years ago. It was either in the 70s or 80s, I believe. And it was like way more massive than any tornado that had ever been in this country. And there's actually a facility in Alaska, and they, like, this facility, they study weather patterns and stuff, and
yeah.
People say they can generate hurricanes and tornadoes. And a lot of people think that because that tornado was so over the top, massive and powerful, they
it
think that it was generated.
A lot of people think
they got a little too carried away
yeah.
with generating their...
Yeah, mm-hmm. that some weather can be like fake weather and stuff. Like, there's a facility for it.
Like, that's what a lot of people, yeah.
like, even like just rain or like anything to like throw off something or people or whoever. But
mm-hmm.
the last thing is fake birds.
I've seen this joking. One where all the
that?
Birds
they killed off the government killed off all oh. the birds and replaced them with fake ones so that they can listen to everything
literally okay
and watch
so
everything.
Every bird there's a group saying that back in like I forget the year
they had a whole riot about it
but all like there was they had released some like toxin or like killed something mm-hmm. that killed birds and like birds were just falling out of the sky government collected them or whatever and then every single bird or whether it's a pigeon or something they're all fake. They're actually, in fact, like drone birds.
Yeah.
To where basically birds can just sit out randomly next to people and like they're just like their eyes and ears for the government.
Everywhere.
And then they like come back to like the facility at like whatever and then they just like have so many that they're just constantly dispersing them.
Yeah. Which doesn't yeah. make sense because people actually
hunt birds.
And stuff and their blood and mm-hmm. everything.
So I was like, so what about like...
It's only some birds. The ones we're not killing.
It's not like
yeah.
the ducks
yeah.
or like the ostriches.
Yeah.
Or like the penguins.
Or like the emus.
But it's like, it's just the pigeons.
Pigeons are dumb.
The geese.
The gooses.
I know it's geese. Dumbest bird.
Well, that's probably why. Who cares about a pigeon?
You can literally just
it's not
like
the
kick
seagulls.
A pigeon.
Who knows? It's like the seagulls like going against the wind above. Oh, they're just really spying on you. They're just really, they can't fly away because it's not a real bird. They're just like hanging out.
Drifting.
Yeah. they're coasting.
Parasailing.
They're coasting.
I'm dead.
No, they had
I forgot about that one.
And like protests
people, like,
wearing
literally...
shirts they say fake birds and
like yeah,
literally.
Like
I'm gonna show you.
People need some shit to do.
That's all I can say.
And it's like gotten worse with COVID because they're just
mm-hmm.
stir crazy in their house or going insane.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
While you're looking that up, I'm going to go into this one that Sam might appreciate, or she might just say it's a load of crap. Did you know that J.K. Rowling apparently does not exist? Okay. So the author of the Harry Potter series, you might be aware of the huge entertainment industry that has grown around J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, the amazing impact that they have had on people's lives, including ours.
Yes.
But you may be less aware that some people believe that she, in fact, does not exist. Specifically, the Norwegian film director Nina Grunfeld. In 2005, she argued that Rowling's stories of being inspired to ride the Hogwarts adventure while stuck on a delayed train was too good to be true, and could not explain how she managed to write so many books in such a short span of time and turn them into money-spending empires as we know it. Jealousy. Instead, Grunfeld claimed that the Caroline Keene name that fronts the Nancy Drew mysteries, J.K. Rowling, is a front for cottage industry of professionals churning out series behind the scenes.
I don't believe that too.
And some, in fact, believe that she's on the scene
of all the movies.
Yeah, and some believe that she's not an author, but she's an actress pretending to be an author.
Does it make any sense?
Writing books and making movies. Like, you could make anything a theory, I think.
Yeah.
A conspiracy. If you really look at
the production list on the movie, yeah, she's on every single
one. I'm like, you know what?
It's just the fake ghost.
Yeah.
I think you might have told me.
I told Ian that, and he got so mad.
What's funny is, like, that's can we just let the story be when it was written?
Right. I know. That's what's hard for everybody.
Everybody has to analyze it.
Yeah.
It's just like we talk about the Neville versus Harry, who was meant to be
who was the chosen one.
Yeah.
Some people really believe it was Neville.
Well, there's a good argument.
There is a good argument. And then some people obviously believe that it was Harry, the way it was written out. But everybody has to overanalyze everything.
Yeah, we could get really passionate about this topic.
This other one is about the reptilian elite.
Okay. Oh my gosh, where's this going?
The quote-unquote reptoid hypothesis. Reptoid is a conspiracy theory which advances the argument that reptilian humanoids live among us with the intention of enslaving the human race. It has been championed by former BBC sports presenter David Icke, who believes the likes of Bob Hope, members of the royal family, and former U.S. presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton are part of the Anunnaki race who have come to Earth for monatomic gold. Okay, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Critics accused Icke of anti-Semitism, alleging that his talks of reptiles was code for Jews, but he clarified that the lizards to which he referred to were literal, not metaphorical. They are among us, blood-drinking, flesh-eating, shape-shifting, extraterrestrial reptilian humanoids, that's a lot of words, with only one objective in their cold-blooded little heads, to enslave the human race.
David Icke must know everything about everything, because that's who said the moon does not exist.
Okay, well, he's the one doing
so shrooms. So he knows everything about reptiles and humanoids.
Maybe we should discredit you.
So, yeah, Mr. Icke.
He said that they are our leaders, our corporate executives, our beloved Oscar-winning actors and Grammy-winning singers. They are responsible for the Holocaust, Oklahoma City bombings, and 9/11. David Icke, who became the poster human for the theory in 1998 after publishing his first book, it's called The Biggest Secret, which contained interviews with two Brits who claimed members of the royal family are nothing more than reptiles with crowns. The conspiracy theorists and the New Age philosopher who wore only turquoise for a time and insisted being called the son of a godhead, says Anunnaki, the reptiles, have controlled humankind since ancient times. They count among their number Queen Elizabeth, George W. Bush, Henry Kissinger. Is it Kissinger?
I think it's Kissinger.
Kissinger. Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Bob Hope. Icke even claims that the lizards are behind secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
Sounds like a great money-making scheme.
Mm-hmm. Especially for people who are already, like,
crazy,
leaning towards...
Just say it.
Yeah.
Leaning towards the conspiracy thing.
I'm not sorry.
Senile.
Reptoids and... But you know, Jim Carrey's done plenty of interviews that he has said that he has seen these celebrities that he has worked with and presidents and very, very pop, like, high... ranking officials and stuff. He has seen them, he claims, with his own eyes, to have shaped their face into a reptile and back. Or he has caught them shape-shifting. back into their human form.
I swear, if that's actually a thing.
And he claims that Jimmy Kimmel knows exactly what he's talking about and all this stuff.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was like, I mean, Jim Carrey. Then people are write him off as crazy, but yeah.
He's amazing in movies. He's hilarious. But in every interview I've ever seen, he's just
dead serious.
So serious.
Yeah. Because he said he's there to like put a stop to the Hollywood scene because there's so many things happening that people don't know about.
It's like every celebrity's tied to the Illuminati.
Everyone.
What is it?
Everybody.
Throw it up.
I have one about Mount Rushmore, which was pretty interesting, especially because you lived in California. All right. So most people know Mount Rushmore as one of the most recognizable landmarks in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Has the faces of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt carved into it. Not many people know there is a hidden chamber behind Lincoln's head. The sculptor created an 18-foot door behind the landmark that leads to an open room that is 74 feet long and 35 feet high. He intended to place America's prized possessions in this room. It was supposed to be called the Hall of Records. While the room does not contain important historical documents, it is now completely sealed off from the public, leading many to create theories. Some believe the government is hiding something incredibly secretive there. Others believe there are hidden treasures in the room, which was the idea that Nicolas Cage explored in National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Those were some good movies.
Mm-hmm. That's what that one came from.
So, when Hollywood and people make these movies... Mm-hmm. There's got to be some sort of, like, something that sparks the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of is like, what exactly is real? And what's, like, you didn't just, like, dream about the storyline.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to assume, but. And look at The Simpsons. I want to know how the Simpsons are predicting everything. Some people believe that somebody in The Simpsons on, like, the writer's camp is a time traveler.
Well.
Simpsons have pretty much predicted a lot of things.
Yeah.
But way before it's happened. Right. Elections, natural disasters, like all kinds of stuff.
COVID. When it was actually funny. COVID. And when it wasn't like.
Right. Like, oh my God, it's real. No, this is real life.
This is real life. This one is in Georgia.
Ooh.
Maybe you should visit.
Where at?
Let's see. The Georgia Guidestones is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a famous monument that is known for its bizarre inscriptions. In 1980, a monument was built in Elberton, Georgia, and is known as the Georgia Guidestones. There are 10 guidelines etched into the monument, written in 8 different languages, which seem to be a set of rules for humans. For instance, one inscription reads, "Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature." While another reads, "Rule... passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason." The monument was paid for by a man who gave an alias, and no one knows who actually built it or why. So they've never, like, found him after that. Some think the inscriptions are telling the future and giving us a guideline for how to rebuild after an apocalypse. Others believe Satanists or the New World Order built the sculpture to promote their agenda.
Okay, if that's that, I'm not trying to go there and get the bad energy.
But if, if you think about it,
I would love to go.
Look at how many times we talk about population control.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
like things just
500 million. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of people.
Look at the not only just diseases but natural disasters and all these other things that cause people to.
Have you guys seen What Happened to Monday on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
You have to. What Happened to Monday? I was like, okay, this sounds really weird. It is one of the best movies, and, like, it's not one of those movies that you expect the ending. You expect, like, good things to come out of it. It's, like, what would actually happen
in real life.
Yeah, and it's all about population control. It's, like, based about each family can only have one child their entire time, and this one couple had 7 kids, each named by the day of the week. That's why it says Monday. Yes. Yes.
I've seen the trailer for it. So yes. Good. It looks crazy. If you crazy.
Like, go watch it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Okay. And then let me know. Because it's all about population control. Wow. They have bands, like everything. They have to check in before they even walk out of their door. Like, crazy. Weird.
So this is about the 1968 Kentucky Derby. In May 1968, Peter Fuller and his horse, Dancer, won the Kentucky Derby and were given the $5,000 trophy. 3 days later, Fuller and Dancer's image were stripped of their title because traces of this drug I cannot pronounce were found in the horse's bloodstream. People believed that they cheated, but Fuller was shocked and categorically denied the results, eventually taking the problem to court. The situation rocked the Derby community, leading to many conspiracy theories. Since Fuller was an outspoken supporter of Martin Luther King Jr. And even gave money to his wife, Coretta King, some think the anti-civil rights believer sabotaged the horse. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, others say it was an FBI plot orchestrated by J. Edgar Hoover because he disliked King and always tried to discredit the civil rights movement. All of these theories remain unproven.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I believe that one.
It's
I feel like, I mean, that makes too much, like, that's another theory about JFK's assassination, because he was speaking out about certain things in the government, and all of a sudden, just poof, he's dead.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a fact. I'm just saying.
It's probably not false.
It's probably not fake.
And they were saying when the results in the, like, when I read further, they were saying that he was so shocked and was like, there's no way that my horse was drugged. Like,
yeah.
He might have been drugged.
Something.
Right.
That's or y'all are faking something. Yeah. So I just found this. Actually, it just reminded me, you before we started, you said you hadn't had deja vu. So this is a theory about deja vu.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Here we go.
Love.
The idea that we live among millions of parallel universes containing millions of versions of ourselves carrying out our own lives within a diversity of different possibilities is a theory that some people call deja vu. Believers in this theory claim that human experiences of deja vu can be explained by considering the unsettling feeling of having lived a moment before as a crossover, quote unquote, with the other parallel dimensions or universes. This would mean that whatever you're doing while you're experiencing the deja vu, a parallel version of yourself is doing it in a different universe simultaneously, therefore creating the alignment between the two universes.
So does that mean you guys were doing the exact same thing then?
Maybe.
Because you were here? Maybe.
I have deja vu a lot.
I do too, actually, but I don't really say it.
A lot of people
sometimes
also
I walk
say,
around at work, I'm like, I'm having so bad deja vu right
now. People say it's signs of past lives too.
Yeah.
I've like your like memories of certain things.
Yeah.
And they say sometimes you meet the same people.
Yeah.
Over and
like
over
that's why when you feel like you like recognize
somebody,
people. Like,
yeah.
Your face is so familiar.
Yeah.
She just does that. All right. This is about Enoch Lincoln is his name. He was a famous poet and early advocate for black and women's rights in New England. In 1826, he was elected Maine's sixth governor. And during his term, he chose the current site of Maine's capital to live. When he died in 1829, his body was placed in a crypt. In 1991, an inspection of the crypt found no remains. Lincoln's body was missing, and this sparked a slew of conspiracy theories. Some say state workers might have cleaned the tomb and just forgot to put the body back, while others theorize the governor was never buried there at all. His body has never been found.
What?
Wow. So do they think he's dead?
So he died in 1829, and they said they placed his body in a crypt.
Right.
But they reopened it in 1991, and it was empty.
Do you know what they reopened it for?
It was an inspection.
Oh.
Of the crypt.
Do they do that normally for crypts? I don't know.
I think so, because they were saying they thought people might have been like cleaning the tomb and didn't put the body
like,
back.
Right, like casual,
relax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casual.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about this dead body over here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But his body's never been found.
We misplaced the body.
And he was, like I said, was in the 1800s. Think about that. You're a huge advocate for black and women's rights.
Yeah.
In the 1800s.
Yeah.
And your body never found. Which leads me to Jimmy Hoffa.
Okay. We're ready.
A famous labor leader disappeared in Michigan in 1975. So he made a name for himself as a compassionate and driven labor leader who devoted his life to advocating for workers' rights. He started his career in Detroit, working his way up through the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, a powerful union at the time. Eventually, he became the president of the union. Secretly, however, he was making deals with the local mob and was caught. When he was released from jail, he disappeared from a restaurant in Detroit. Many believed he was the victim of a mafia hit, but a body has never been found. Others are convinced the Teamsters murdered him so that he wouldn't become president again. It took 7 years before Hoffa was officially declared dead, which sparked even more theories about where his body was. Mm. Some believe his body is buried beneath the Giant Stadium in New Jersey, while others believe he's buried under a swimming pool in Hampton, Illinois.
What's with all these bodies? You know what? They're probably in the moon.
Or the center of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They grab that beard and just like
into some vegetation. Middle of ice.
Oh, man.
That is like my favorite thing, though.
Or maybe they went to Denver International.
Right.
Yeah.
They jumped in that devil suitcase. There was no coming back.
Rode all that on Lucifer.
Maybe Lucifer. They took a trip to the fake moon.
The fake moon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what that reminds, like, what I think about when I hear the
E.T.
phone?
I'm really going to do that.
Phone home. His little finger, whatever.
Just lights up.
Yeah.
Just ride a bike to the moon.
Grab your big wheel.
That's what reminds me of.
I feel like if the moon was fake, or if it's like this whole thing is like a, just a...
Where's the light come from?
Right. But like... For some reason, I imagine, like, people, like, flying up into space and, like, hitting something, just, like, and, like, deflating.
Like, when people say that they've, like, run into, like, clear walls, it's, like, really, like, the Matrix, like, oh, it's a glitch in the Matrix.
Or, like, they're living on the moon, they're like, hey, it's night.
True.
Someone turn on the light.
It's time.
Just ridiculous. Well, I mean, gotta believe what you gotta believe, I guess.
Makes me, hey, we could talk about that stairway thing. That wasn't on my
list. Oh, yeah, that was a...
Maybe that's where they are.
So, would you call it a conspiracy or just kind of like... It's like an eerie fact. It's weird.
I can pull it up real quick. It's kind of a conspiracy, but it's kind of...
So, I've never actually seen one in real life, but apparently if you see stairwells or stairways... In, like, random forests.
Oh, they don't have anywhere to go.
There's nowhere for them to go. They're just, like, upward staircases. Yeah. And they're just, like, being held up by nothing or being held up by a tree.
Apparently,
they're, like, it's, like, a stairway to,
portals. Mm-hmm. Different, like, galaxies.
But didn't they say it's hell? Mostly evil?
Yeah, like, darker, realms.
So. But it'll be, like, any type of staircase, fully structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just nothing around it.
And not, like, necessarily, like, some of these are wood, some of these are stone, some of them are brick.
And they say it's, like, deep in the woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, where nothing like would have ever been.
Off the road.
Like, right. The Japanese forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ones that me and Sam saw, they weren't, it's not like ruins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's full-blown, like, something or somebody built these. And whether or not someone's, like, playing tricks on people or, like, oh, don't climb the stairs.
They said that people who climbed them said that once they started climbing them, they started feeling very uneasy, and even a lot of people got nauseous and sick.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
So weird.
So
yeah. It's like, you know, I'm happy I've never experienced these things, but like, where are y'all at?
Like, maybe we're in the right place.
Yeah.
We hate it here. But...
Oh my gosh. Like, I've literally never just...
We hate it here.
I don't even hear, like, things that happen
like,
to other people I know.
South Carolina doesn't have sinkholes that are 450,000 light years of long.
Right.
Okay. Just open up out of nowhere.
Light just making up. Just making up.
Light years?
I have one last one. Okay. This, I saved this one for last for me because I loved her so much. But I came across this theory that is about Princess Diana. And what I have is pretty extensive, but obviously there's so many different theories surrounding her, just in general. But for many people, they feel that there was a cover-up surrounding her death, that the royal family had something to do with it. But there's also a theory that she is still alive. I saw this person, and she was talking about her own experience, and she did a lot of different videos with many parts of her experience and her accounts, and then others that have come to her about it. So her personal experience, that she said that she got a job at a 5-star resort that's hidden to the public. It's in Canada. It's off to a remote island, and everything is by reservation only.
I had to take a private plane then.
Yeah, okay. It has a private, it has very high security, a small private airport to get in and out. And it's known to celebrities if you want to go there and kind of get away and not be seen. But she said she got a job there one summer, and this person lives in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she knows of it. But she got a job there, and she was working in the restaurant that's specifically in the resort on this island.
Yeah, how do you get a job there?
I don't know. She got a job there, and she was working at the bar, like, greeting people, like, seating them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Almost like a hostess.
Yeah.
But she said there's not just a resort there. There's a few mansions. There's, like, a bunch of different, like, smaller homes for people who live there and, like, run the resort and stuff. But she said she greeted this group at the door of this restaurant, and she noticed that one lady in particular in the group looked very eerily similar to Princess Diana, except she was older, like the age she would have mm-hmm. been now. And then she asked the woman if she had ever been told that she looked like her. And the woman, like, looked down, like, brushed her hair back behind her ear and kind of, like, smirked and said, yeah, I get that. I get that a lot. And kind of, like, smirked. But then she goes on. She didn't push it. She goes on to seat the group. And the entire group was very happy and loud and just, like, ordering stuff. But she's, like, this woman specifically wasn't talkative that much. And this girl feels like maybe it's because she was trying to cover up her accent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, that was her theory. And another theory is that her death, since her death was never really solved, it was just said it was a fatal car accident. But some people believe that it wasn't necessarily done by the royal family. It was done by herself. That Diana, since she wanted out and she wasn't very happy, that she faked her own death to escape. And then some people were like, well, what would have been the outcome if she would have stayed in the royal family? You know, there was so much, she might have died anyway.
Yeah.
If she's alive. So cooperation to get out mm-hmm. might have been her only way out. It might have been a resolution made among all of them. Harry and Meghan also obviously have moved to Canada.
Yeah.
This woman is seen primarily in Canada. She's been seen in Britain, and that before Princess Diana passed, she would take William and Harry to Canada to prepare them for their royal duties. So she loved Canada. Her birthday is actually Canada Day. So, that's a theory. That's why Harry and Meghan were going to Canada and then they moved there. And now they're disassociated from the royal family.
That's probably like the most solid thing I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Another theory is suspicious of the driver, that the original count said that he was drunk. It was a mix of alcohol and prescription. And some feel that the toxicology report is fake because he was way over the limit. There's like over the limit. And then they said that his numbers, his levels were just like exaggerated. The butler of Princess Diana, named Paul, I think it's Paul Burrell, claims that there's no way that the driver could have ever been drunk or under the influence because Diana was so safe in cars and had all of her drivers also be very safe in her cars. That's something that the driver was drugged because he was trying to help her escape. And the only last, I mean, there's so many different theories, but I could go down a rabbit hole, but there's one last one I wanted to talk about. That it says Diana's accident was in France and that she specifically chose France to do her escape or to have this happen. Because there is a protocol in France that you are to treat them at the scene, ASAP, compared to other countries like America where you take them in the ambulance and take them to the hospital mm-hmm. to treat them. So if that protocol is in fact true, this means that she was mostly treated on scene in the ambulance. Diana was very smart, and she believed that there was a conspiracy against her, which is true. A lot of her in her documentary,
mm-hmm.
she's openly said that she felt like there was a conspiracy against her because her bodyguard was killed. She might have set something up with, like, a cadaver in the ambulance or something. She was dating Dodie Fade, who was, like, a movie star producer. So yeah. Some people feel like they would have set up the cadaver with some, like, movie magic and did it that way. Two people died on scene, but Diana actually was not dead upon arrival. That she was treated in the ambulance and that she was taken out of the vehicle and spent some time in the ambulance. And then cars started to leave. That some people feel like her cadaver was in the ambulance, saying she had died in the ambulance. But she actually, in fact, fled in the cars that started to pull away because the scene was being blocked.
Mm.
There are some other people, this girl goes on to say in her videos, that the people who have come forth saying that they have seen somebody or interacted with somebody who looks like Diana and had the same encounter, that they've heard her speak in an English accent, and that some people have come up behind her when she's with a group of friends, that she did not see them, because when people come up to her or like come up to the group, she stops talking. The rest of the group talks, but she won't talk. That they caught her talking about Harry and William. But the person who caught her saying that, she said, I really miss
Ginger and Wombat, which was her nicknames for Harry and William.
And someone was like, How is this not, like, who just randomly has the same two nicknames for Diana's son, and now this person who looks like Diana is saying that she misses these people?
That same thing that you just said.
So, but I mean, if she's...
We hope you are alive and well.
If she's alive, I mean...
Maybe one day you'll listen to Cosign.
It can go on and on and on, but...
It's like, but how do you even get from, like, France to Canada? You know, eventually, nobody see you and know you. And
but if people think that she's dead...
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
And she has, like, a private jet. I mean, she was apparently... I mean, she was in a relationship with...
You can cut your hair, dye your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Wigs. I mean, he's a producer. If he... I mean, just think about it. If he really was doing, like, movie magic and stuff,
you could,
like,
do anything.
Yeah. And some people say that actually, her faking her... Or the royal family, like, setting it up. Because technically, higher officials, like police, and the royal family are the only people who saw proof of death. And that nobody else, like, there's no pictures, there's no nothing. I mean, at the funeral, it was just closed casket.
Yeah.
So nobody, to my knowledge, from what I've read, basically, it worked out for Charles, it worked out for Camilla, it worked out for the Queen, it worked out for all parties involved for them to basically fake her death or, like, have her leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really could be she's dead.
Yeah.
Or she's alive and well and living in
Canada.
Canada somewhere, so.
Let's go to Canada. It seems all great.
Oh, Canada.
Seems all great there.
I know, Canada. Who knows, really? All
right. Well,
but I loved her so much.
Yeah.
So I had to.
My mom was obsessed. I remember her dying and my mom just crying.
We're August 31st, 1997.
I got one more. It's about Brunswick Springs in Vermont.
Mm.
It says, Brunswick Springs has a long history surrounded by conspiracy theories. In fact, Ripley's, believe it or not, named the springs the eighth wonder of the world because there are six springs that each have completely different minerals despite coming from the same source. The minerals include iron, calcium, magnesium, sulfur, bromide, and arsenic.
Hmm. Arsenic?
Yeah. The Native Americans in the 1700s theorized that the springs had the power to heal illnesses. So according to the legend, when a soldier from the French and Indian War tried to bottle the springs, the natives cursed them. Since then, four hotels were built throughout the year near the springs, and each has mysteriously burned down. Mm. Conspiracy theorists believe it's because of the curse.
That's so weird.
But I mean, if you think about it, like, well before America was America, people were on this land. And, I mean, who's to say that, like, magic or if you want to say any
curses.
Sort of like just like spiritual thing, like who's to say that wasn't happening
right,
or they didn't know how to do that.
And how weird, the same spring here. With such drastic different, like, arsenic
yeah,
magnesium,
you can't
sulfur?
Even get in a spring of that's going to soak into your body, you're going to die,
right?
Nope.
I would assume it gets into your pores and other things.
Yeah. Pause.
I guess we're not going to Antarctica anytime soon. But if you do, don't, if you find a cave full of warm winds, don't go any deeper.
I don't know. You might want to.
Yeah. If you
swing
do come
on a
out,
beard or two.
Mm-hmm. You might be put into an insane asylum after you come out. Apparently that's happened. So, but whether you believe in these wild, wild conspiracies or not, is there one that y'all kind of are like, could be real?
The Princess Diana one.
Yeah, there was another one.
I mean, a lot of the ones I did were facts.
Yeah.
And then people, like, go off in their own
directions.
Yeah. I feel like we did some really crazy ones and some pretty normal.
I feel like if you look at anything too much or too in-depth or, like, with a bias, you're bound to come up with some sort of theory.
Right.
You can make anything really make sense. If you try really hard.
Right.
So, but whether you believe them or not, we hope you enjoyed listening to some of these. And there's so many. We can make multiple parts of, like, all these conspiracies, but these were the most interesting to us.
If you have any cool ones, feel free to send us a message.
Yeah.
A voice message.
Or DM us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Follow us on Instagram. We are going to be doing a giveaway really, really, really soon. So our Instagram page is co.signpodcast. Go ahead and follow us so you can be updated on when that's going to happen. And thank you for joining us, Marisol.
Thank you.
Again? I can't do that.
Okay. Get out.
Get out.
You can't sit with us.
You know what? Don't be so
rude.
Oh, my God.
You can't sit with us.
You can't sit.
know what? These sweatpants are the only thing that fit me right now.
Stop trying to make sex happen.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries. But as always, guys, we are coming to you every
single
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Oh.